Aw, oh, man, I can't believe Popstar is ending tonight.
I know, it's been so long.
And so fun!
At least we have tonight to look forward to.
Yeah, Melly, Omi, and Faded are gonna be so great!
I know! What theme are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I know I'm looking forward to Latin, because I think it'll be... Mucho gusto!
Que fabulosa!
Brrr, ay, ay, ay!
Arriba!
¿Quieres falar?
Mírame.
They believe in dreaming, shooting for the stars.
Baby, to be number one, you got to raise the bar.
Kicking and mixing, singing out their best.
Anything it takes to climb the ladder of success.
Work their tails off every week. Gotta bump the competition and blow them all away.
Popstar
finale.
Yeah, they're gonna pop, 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 pop to the top. Slip and slide and ride that rhythm.
Jump and pop, pop till they drop.
The elephant. Pop, 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 sing to the top.
Scoot around BH. Move it to the groove till the music stops.
Do the pop, 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 pop to the top. Don't ever stop. Pop to the top.
Gimme, gimme, shimmy, shimmy, shake.
Some booty and press BH. Flash a smile in their direction.
Be real sexy.
Muscle flex.
Yeah, they're gonna pop, 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 pop to the top.
Wipe away your inhibition. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Do the romp
and strut your stuff.
Pop, 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 pop straight to the top. They're going for the glory.
They'll keep stepping up and it just won't stop.
Stop till they reach the top. Pop to the top.
Welcome to the Popstar finale, everybody.
Here.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. Yeah. So we have three contestants. We have Melly, Faded, and Omi after much trials and tribulations.
They've had their share.
Yes.
Downs.
But, so, you know, this is really, really super exciting. And this is all three of these people's first, like, three-song finale kind of situation. Like, three-song, three-contestants finale. So, this is super exciting for everybody. And they had to do pop rock. Pop Latin pop, and free choice pop Latin. I'm trying to find my email right now, just so that I can like give kind of like a.
I have it. Just a sec.
Then go ahead, Jeffers. If you
let's see. All right, so for pop rock, they had a set of artists they had to pick from, and they were Lindsay Lohan, Ashley Simpson, Kate Vogley, Katy Perry, New Radicals, Arianthi, Pink, Saving Jane, Train, Tyler Hilton, 303, Adam Lambert, Chris Allen, or John Mayer. And for Latin pop, they could pick from Shakira, Christina Aguilera, Selena, Enrique Iglesias, Eden's Crush, RBD, Ricky Martin, Jennifer Lopez, or Paula Deanda.
Nice.
And yes.
They could do any sort of pop song as long as it was pop. So, yeah, so I guess we are going to start with pop rock, and Omi was first to submit, so his pop rock song will go first, and then we'll do Melly and then Faded, and then Melly's Latin song can go first, and then Faded's free choice will go first. Cool?
Sounds like a plan.
Yep. All right, so let's hear the first song of the finale.
Woo!
Woo!
So I got my boots on, got the right amount of leather, and I'm doing me up with a black color liner, and I'm working my strut, but I know I it doesn't matter. All we need in this world is some love. There's a thin line between the dark side and the light side. Baby, tonight it's a struggle. Gotta rumble, gotta find it. But if I had you, that would be the only thing I ever need. Yeah, if I had you, then money, fame, and fortune can never compete. Yeah, I had you, life would be a party, it'd be ecstasy. If I had you, if I had you. From New York to LA, getting high, rock and roll, and get a room, try to eat up. Till it's thin in the morning, girl, it's triple heels, boys rolling in Maseratis. What we need in this world is some love. There's a thin line between the wild time and a flat line. Baby, tonight it's a struggle. Gotta rumble, trying to find it. But if I had, that would be the only thing I ever need. Yeah, if I had you, the money, fame, and fortune never could compete. If I had you, life would be a party in the ecstasy. Yeah, if I had you, the flashing of the light, it might feel so good, but I've got you stuck on my mind, yeah. The flashing and the state, it might get me high, but it don't mean a thing to me. You never could compete. If I had you, life would be a party in the ecstasy. If I had you,
song.
Yay! Holy crap.
Kicking it off the night very strong.
We start with Adam. This is the best finale ever.
Belle can die happy now.
And then like, Adam, start off with, like, Adam, he like pwned it. Like, oh my god. I love this song. This is my favorite Adam.
Me too. This is like one of my favorite ones. I have like a long list of favorites though. I'm kind of obsessed, no?
yeah. I'm going to go first just because I have, I don't know, I'm just going to go first. Because I want to. I'm going first because I want to. Okay, there, I said it. The truth comes out.
I see how it is.
Okay, this was really, really nicely mixed, first of all. I really like commenting on your mixing because I know before you weren't as good as at it as you are now. Like, your harmonies were mixed in really nicely. Your energy was awesome. Your vocals were epic. And this is, like, a really, really hard song. It's really high for a guy, and I feel like you totally nailed it. I loved, like, the flashing of the lights. Like, the whole bridge section was really great. And then when you came back in, you, like, did this run on, like, If I Had You. You, like, went up a little higher than it normally does. And it was, like, this epic run, and it was really great. And I thought you were really creative with the ending on this, like in a good way. Like you took like, you like made it your own. Like, I felt like this was Adam Lambert, like Omi style. Like, you took it and made it your own, which I think is a great thing to do, especially for a finale. I felt this was a finale level performance, and I was really proud of it. So, good job. Valk, what did you think?
Adam Lambert, ah, no.
She's like, yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, this is like super awesome. This is like the best song I've like ever heard you cover ever. Like, energy wise, it was really good. And like, yeah, like the harmonies, I love the harmonies. But like I'm gonna be like nitpicky. Like, like the second line in each verse sounded a little like a teeny tiny bit strained, and I thought like the energy in the second verse wasn't as high as in the first verse, but it was still, like, really high energy. And, yeah, that's, like, the only things that I wrote down. This is super awesome. And, yeah, I really liked when you did the, like, stuttering, like, Lady Gaga thing.
Yeah, that was
whatever.
Good.
I thought that sounded, like, really cool. I don't know why that stuck out to me, but it was awesome. And, yeah, this is fantastic. Ah, I love this. I'm Jeffers. Done gushing.
Yeah, I totally agree with Valk on the stuttering parts, because I've heard other covers and that part gets really like messy and sloppy sounding at times, and like Omi totally like nailed that, and like without like an actual stuttering effect, like that was really clean and good sounding. So good job, Omi. I actually have some mixing nitpicks a little bit. Like, I thought the music could have been a tiny bit louder. And there was one part in the first verse that sounded, it was a tiny, tiny, tiny bit behind. But, like, other than that, it was good. Well, and then there was energy at the very end. Like, I liked that build into the very end. That was really good.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought the chorus behind the overlaps could have used a tiny more bit energy, because, like, the overlapping parts were, like, so crazy Omi energized. And the behind part sounded like it could have used a little bit more to match that. But, like, this was, like, really solid performance, Omi. Like, good job. Like,
Jeffers,
you should be
nitpicking.
So.
Yeah.
Look at him
I
over
am
there.
Nitpicking.
Look at him nitpicking.
Well, we have to nitpick.
There.
It's the finale.
I know.
I'm nitpicking.
That's the problem. Like, you guys are so good that at this point now, it's, like, it's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like,
that's
so good.
This is going to be really hard. I mean, oh, my God. So
I want all the songs tonight to be, like, this level.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yay!
Ah, I guess we can move on to Melly's first song, Pop Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Melly. You change your mind like a girl changing clothes. Yeah, you PMS like a bitch. I would know. All the speed, critically, I should know that you're no good for me. Cause you're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out, you're up, then you're down. You're wrong when it's right, it's black and it's white. We fight, we break up, we kiss, we make up.
You're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no, you're in, then you're out.
like a girl, changes clothes. Cause you're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out, you're up, then you're down. You're wrong when it's right, it's black and it's white. We fight, we break up, kiss, we make up. You're hot, then you're cold, you're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out, you're up, then you're down. Melly's first song of the night.
Woo! Woo.
Rocking out on Hot and Cold.
I know.
Yeah. Woo.
What did you think, Valk?
I thought this was also, like, finale level performance, which is, like, super impressive, because you had, like, two less weeks than, like, the other two. So, yeah, like, yeah. This is awesome in, like, a week. that you did all three of these songs. And, like, this was done really well. I thought you could have amped up the energy a little bit more. And, like, in the verses, it sounded a little underpitched to me. I really liked the, like, background... the background, like... say no things. I thought those were, like, funny. I don't know why, because they just, like, made me laugh when you, like, came in saying the say no's in the background in the chorus. Yeah, I don't really, like, have anything else. This is, like, really, really good, and it fit your voice really well, and, like, yeah, it was an awesome job.
Jeffers? Sorry.
All right. Yeah, like, for some reason, I just thought Katy Perry would be a good fit for Melly, and, like, she rocked this song.
Yeah.
I thought you just nailed the bridge, and the chorus was really good, and your energy was good in that. I agree with Valk, the energy could have been a little bit more in the verses, mainly for me. And there was a little slide you did in the first verse at the very end that I wasn't a big fan of, but, like, overall, I thought this was great, and I liked your dynamics. Like, every chorus and verse sounded, like, completely different. And I liked your ad-libs in the second verse, too. That was a lot of fun. Like, this was great, Melly.
Yeah. It, like, that it sounded like you were dancing.
Yeah,
it, like,
I did.
Yeah, it was like, fun to listen to.
Let's see. I really liked the way that you said "I would know" at the beginning. I don't know why you just, like, said it really awesome. Like your energy, not like your pronunciation or anything. Just, like, the way that you, like, sang it was really cool. Some of your slides going up into the choruses were a little off to me. I didn't think your verses were off. It was just, like, that little section, like, right before the chorus. I really liked your energy. I didn't feel like you needed that much more. Especially I felt like on the choruses you had a ton.
Yeah.
And your chorus coming off of the bridge, like, at the very first note sounded like you weren't 100% sure that you, like, sang the right thing. Like, you sounded a little, like, uneasy about the note that you sang. But those were two very nitpicky things. I thought you sound, this was a great choice for your voice. I thought you pulled it off fantastically. Again, Katy Perry is a really hard singer to sing. I think that you did an excellent job with it, so yeah. I don't have anything else to say. That was really nitpicky.
Me neither.
I'm happy that you guys have broken out, like, finale performances.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an awesome finale.
I know. It's going awesome so far. And so we can move on to Faded's first song, Pop Rock. So yeah.
Hope she keeps up the level.
Yep. Let's see. Okay.
Voted most likely to end up on the back of a milk box drink. Looks like I'm letting them down. 'Cause 775 isn't worth an you want to go down in history rather than end up begging on the streets, trading under table favors for a place to sleep, cause I'm worth more than this, so stop writing prescriptions for more Ritalin. I can focus my attention. I want to break the mold, want to break the stereotype. Fist in the air, I'm not going down without a fight. It's my life, and I'm not sitting on the sidelines watching it pass me by. I'm leaving you my legacy. I gotta make my mark, I gotta run it hard.
First song.
Yay!
Faded.
Jeffers, you're first on this one.
Okay. Faded. Well, first off, I said, I don't know this song. Like, it's
I don't
Katy
either.
Perry, right? I think it's Katy Perry.
Yes.
Yeah, her email said it was Katy Perry.
But it was really interesting, like, hearing this song, because I've never heard this one before. But I like it, though. Let's see.
Yeah.
Faded. I thought you had really good energy and performance on this song. I thought it was you brought out the energy and the rock sound when you needed to, but I liked how you also softened it in the head voice sections and
yeah.
the bridge when you
yeah.
needed to. Like, I like how it had nice levels in this, and it was very appropriate. Let's see. I like the head voice section. Let's see. Harmonies, woo, and I like your layering, Faded. Like, you've gotten so good at layering. I'm, like, so impressed. Like, I didn't know you could do all this before a pop star.
I know, same.
I liked your vibrato in the song. It's really pretty. I only have, like, two little small nitpicks that are negative. My first one is more of a mixing thing, is that your S's were a little harsh in this song. I think that's mainly because of your snowball being broken. But, like, I don't know if there's anything you can do about that in Audacity, but, like, I don't know. It just kind of stuck out to me, the S's. And then your tiny little runs here and there, I thought, like, one or two of them could have been a little bit cleaner. But other than that, I thought this was a good job, Faded. Like, this is, like, up there, like, one of the best I've heard you in Popstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was definitely one of the best things I've heard you do, too. I really loved your background vocals and mixing. Like Jeffers said, you've gotten great at layering. I wrote energy, awesome, double exclamation point, because you definitely, like rocked the energy on this. And I agree. I think you did a really good job of making appropriate choices of, like, when you should be singing softer and more rocky. I don't know. That worked really nicely for me. I love your upper range. You don't use it as much. And I think that you should, because it's very pretty. So that makes me really happy that you did that. In the bridge, one of your background vocals sounded a little off to me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did you hear that? Did Jeffrey? Wait, no. Did you hear that?
I didn't think any of the harmonies were off.
Something was... didn't sound right, though, but I didn't note it down, because I was like,
Yeah, in the it was just in the bridge. I didn't notice it anywhere else. It was just towards the end of the bridge.
There were, like, some oohs in the background that sounded off to me.
No, it was, like, right at the end. It was, like, one of her, like... It was, like, one vocal that was, like, just
It was, like, right right before the chorus, right?
Yeah, like, right before the chorus started.
Yeah, I heard that, but I didn't note it down.
Yeah. That was the only, like, nitpick that I had. Like, I felt the end of the bridge wasn't as strong. And, like... But I think that you still, like, did this really, really well. And, like, you totally rocked it, so... I really loved it. Like, your performance was super great, and I loved the layering. I liked the Oz. I didn't notice anything wrong with the Oz in the background, so I liked that.
Well, I liked them. They just sounded, like, a little, like, a teeny tiny bit off to me.
Yeah. So, I don't really have anything else to say. Do you guys want to talk about... who won Pop Rock for you, or do we want to just, like, wait to the very end and talk about it overall?
Yeah, didn't see talk this coming. About it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't have an answer ready.
Yeah, I know that sometimes it goes either way. So anyway, so we'll hear Melly's Pop Latin song first.
Latin Pop?
Damn it, again. Ugh. It's just because, like, I want to put pop first before everything is, like, pop. I don't know.
Wait, did I go?
Wait, did Val go?
Oh, my God.
I don't think I went.
I'm so tired. Okay.
Even in the finale, it happens.
I know.
Dun, dun.
Okay, go ahead, Val. Sorry. I thought you did because you were saying that, like, the Oz sounded off to you. So I just, like, assumed that, I don't know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well... Like, yeah, I have all the same notes, really. Like, I was like, all of my notes were like, awesome layering and faded doing harmonies, awesome, and, like, great energy, and, yeah, I loved your head voice, too. And, yeah, the only thing I wrote down was, like, those oohs or ahs or whatever they were sounded a little off. And, yeah, that was it. This is, like, super, super good. Yay. I'll make it short.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think I just assumed that you went because... You said the thing about the other... I don't know. I guess I just, like, thought that... whatever.
Well, that's all I have to add, which it's not really anything to add, because you guys said it already.
Yeah. Good job, Faded.
Yeah, so yay! Now we can hear Melly's Latin pop song. Ha ha.
Good job.
Yay!
I'm working really hard here, so... Okay, cool. So, Melly's up.
Okay.